The head coach of the Beavers joining us down at the tunnel. Coach, that was a fun game.
Hi, Kelly.
Hi.
Sorry about that.
No, that's okay. Shelby and I have just been chatting about a couple of the players that stood out tonight for us. Obviously, Kara Wirth with two goals tonight. How much confidence?
Yeah, that was fun to see.
Gives her a lot of confidence as a defenseman because you don't see the defenseman scoring a ton of goals.
Well, it's you know, we always say we need everybody, and you know, to get goals from your defense always is going to help you, and you know, she has that ability. You know, she has that ability, and but just a. You know, both plays were just really heads-up plays on her part. And boy, it was a great play of that second one. I don't know if it was Abby Haluska got her the pass, but what a great shot. So
that was
fun.
That was Abby. Haley Mack got the scoring started. You got her alongside Lydia Passolt and Claire DeGeorge. They had two goals tonight as a combined line. How fun is it to be able to kind of test the water in a game like this and put people together?
Well, that's certainly the reason we do it. I mean, you know, if we could do it every year, we would. But it turned out that you know, we were able to get this game in. And I got just told the group, you know, we're going to make some tweaks to the lineup going into Monday. And now is the tough part because everybody got to play tonight. But going forward here now we only dress 19, and so it's I just said nobody can just feel satisfied and feel content with where they're at because there's a lot of good players and everybody's pushing you know, you got to come every day. Like Amber gave him a great point. Just, you know, whatever your role is at that time, be the best at it on that particular day. It doesn't mean it's always going to be the same, but it's really important every day you come to work hard because that's how we're going to get better as a group. And you know, so but yeah, obviously a lot of fun stuff out there tonight to watch.
Coach, Shelby here. What did you see from Regina that is different from what you see in the WCHA?
You know, I was impressed with their team. They obviously very well coached. You know, we knew that they would play with structure, and they certainly did. And they made it tough in the defensive zone. In the first period in particular, we did not have much zone time, and that was a lot had to do with them and the way they were working and making plays. And so that was obviously Magwood's a good player. She's actually Missy Hunt's best friend from back home, and you know, 79 career points. I think you know, she's a good hockey player. So good hockey team, real good hockey team.
Coach, you got a chance to see the 3-on-3, which turned into a 4-on-3 and then a 4-on-4. I was so baffled by all that. I guess I'm learning, as is everybody else that's been watching women's hockey. This is new.
Right, yeah. You know, obviously, if there's a penalty, 3-on-3, you don't go to 3-on-2. The other team just gets an extra player. And then, obviously, once that penalty's over, player comes out of the box, you would stay 4-on-4 until the next whistle. So,
okay.
I was really hoping there was going to, because I wanted to get Maya Nugent and Reese Hunt out there together on a 3-on-3. It would have been kind of fun to watch that. You know, I mean, obviously you'd like to take care of business in regulation, and if you go to the first overtime, we'll be 5-on-5, and obviously if you win that, then you get all 3 points, and once you get to 3-on-3, then it's the extra point you're playing for.
It sure was fun tonight, getting a chance to see everybody play. I know Ellie Mosier is itching to get back out there, too.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Hopefully she'll get cleared in the next couple weeks. But, Coach, enjoy this as you get ready for Lindenwood. You guys have a lot of decisions to make about who starts on Friday and Saturday. So good luck with that.
Thanks, Kelly.
You got some great talent out there. They were fun to watch.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Head Coach Jim Scanlon joining us here in our Paul Benning Communications postgame show. Yeah, the Beavers. They've got a very, very deep talent pool this year, so it'll be very fun.
It's a good problem to have.
Absolutely. Three great goaltenders, a lot of veterans, and some impressive freshmen. So it'll be fun to see where the Beavers end up as the season progresses. I'm telling you, I'm calling it now. It's going to be an exciting season for this Beaver squad, and we hope you stick around and join us through all of it.